This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala abdillah wa rasulihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My dearest learners, boys and girls, I really feel that it's important for me to share with you a little bit of what might be what I've been through in my life in order that you may take perhaps a page or two if it is relevant. If not, perhaps you might want to give me a word or two of guidance later on, or you may be able to navigate through your life in a better way. May Allah Almighty grant us all ease. As an ummah, we love each other. If you do not love another member of the ummah, you need to work on yourself. As an ummah, it's not about me, it's about us. As an ummah, I should be caring for the one who is on drugs in the nightclub, suffering with his identity because he is a member of the ummah, and I will reach out to him. It's not only about talking to those who are pious and those who fulfill their salah 5 times a day, those who are dressing appropriately, those who have a beautiful relationship with the Quran. It's not only about that. It is about reaching out to absolutely everyone. Do you care for those who are stuck on drugs, those who are suffering with the challenges of the day, those who are struggling with financial problems, who have absolutely nothing, those who live in situations whereby they don't even have a home, not even a tent? Do you think of them? Do you care about them? Do you reach out to them? Do you try? That's what it is. Today we're talking to a group of people perhaps who are excited to be at the end of one journey, but it's only the beginning of another. And each journey is perhaps part of the main, huge, massive journey known as this entire life. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ Allah says, I will indeed test every single one of you. You will face challenges in your life. You will face hardship in your life. You will face so much in your life. Allah says it's part of the plan. You were never on earth in order for it to be a smooth ride. Nobody has a smooth ride. You will never. You will face challenges in your health. 100% of us. Not a single person seated here today can say, I've never had a problem with my health. Nobody. Not even one. Even if you're young. A cough, or a flu, or whatever it may be. Some are relatively healthier than others, but you will have to have these challenges. And so therefore, do not think for a moment you're a big deal. Not even for a moment. No matter who you are, what you have, where you've arrived, what you've achieved, how much knowledge you have, how practicing you may or may not be, what results you had for matric or you did not have. None of that is actually relevant in the eyes of Allah, if you do not have a connection with Allah and if you have not served the rest of the creatures of Allah Almighty. So as you grow in your teen years, you will notice that you are bubbling and bursting with energies. You feel on top of the world. You feel like you should be the focus of attention. You feel like you are the one. You are the don. You feel that you can pump up anyone. When I say pump up, I'm talking about punching them. You feel like you can do whatever because it's all about you. That should be a phase. The shorter it lasts, the healthier your life will be. Some do not come out of that phase. They continue that way for a long, long time. My children, it's not about you, it's about us. The best from amongst you, wallahi, are those who are the most beneficial to the rest of the people on earth. خَيْرٌ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ The best from amongst you is not the one who got top grades, no. Not the one who perhaps has achieved worldly, no. It's the one who has reached out to others who were equally created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why, if you take a look at Islam, it is a unique faith whereby a pillar of your faith is that you have to give out what you have to those who don't have it. If you don't do that, you have not fulfilled a pillar of your faith. What pillar is that? What is it? Say something, come on. Zakat, subhanallah. If you do not give out what Allah has bestowed you with beyond a point, you can't even call yourself a Muslim. What does that mean? It means your faith dictates that you will reach out, search for those who don't have what you have, give them what you have to a certain degree, and thank Allah for allowing you to give that. Subhanallah. That's your faith. If that is the case, and it is the case, then surely whatever you have, the zakat of it, to a lesser degree, would be to give from it to those who are less privileged. If you're a doctor, you have a few patients, you check for free. Why? Because that's the zakat of your profession. It's not a farad zakat. I'm calling it zakat just to put it closer to your mind. You're a man who has, for example, some form of profession. Within that profession, you have a little bit that you do for those who don't have, those who can't afford. Jannah is indeed in a certain direction. It's in the direction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sense that His path, His way, His teachings, His instructions, as you follow that path through your life, wallahi, I tell you, you will find so many highways leading to the same destination. 12 lanes on the same road going to Jannah. Some will get it through one act of worship, others will get it through another act of worship predominantly. Yet the five pillars are intact, the basics are intact. So I advise you, based on what I've seen throughout my life, not to say I'm any role model or any big deal, but Allah's given us the opportunity to stand here in front of you today to share a few words, and mashallah, let me do so. I've already started off by letting you know the best of you are those who are helping the rest of you the most, the most. The most. And I must say, when you choose your field, may Allah make it easy for you to choose your field. Allah says, "Inna sa'yakum la shatta." Indeed, your striving, every one of you, is different. You will be inclined towards a different field. Not everyone wants to be a doctor or a lawyer or a plumber. Not everyone wants to be an alim, a sheikh, or a scholar. Not everyone wants to be an astronaut. And so on. We all want to do different things. Many people today want to make a quick, easy buck and stay at home. They say smart money. This guy's doing very little, but he's sitting at home enjoying his life and so on. I promise you, my beloved children, it is not only about earning. It is also about helping others. But before both of those, it is about building your connection with Allah. Whatever you choose to do, success and ultimate success lies in the answer of the question, how's your relationship with Allah? How was your fajr this morning? What are you planning for dhuhr, for example? How's your connection with Allah in terms of halal and haram? Have you ever cancelled haram things you were planning to do solely because you love Allah more than that haram thing? You plan to do something totally wrong. You know, as a teenager and slightly post-teen, as you're growing older, shaitan's whispers become strong and you find yourself swaying this way and that way. Then you realize, I'm a Muslim, I should not do this. I've just fulfilled my salah. That is now Allah Almighty blessing you with a good heart and a good mind. Guidance is in the hands of Allah. So what do? You actually come out and say, I plan to do this. I'm not doing it because I love Allah more than I love this particular sin I was planning to do. Then you're achieving. If you have quit sin for the sake of Allah, fulfilled your obligations for the sake of Allah, your Jannah, your paradise that is everlasting, is far more valuable than the little pleasure you may have achieved on earth, even though on earth you might not have had as much. So we ask Allah Almighty to make it easy for all of us. You will be choosing, inshallah, your careers many times based on your results. But as you achieve 10, 20 years from now, your matric results will mean nothing to those you interact with. Remember that. Nobody from amongst us who are in their 50s and 60s and perhaps 40s is asked, what did you get for matric? What were your results? Brother, right now, We've already headed way beyond the relevance of all of that. But for now, for you, it does have a certain element of relevance. So I'm not belittling the fact that you have an exam in front of you, and I'm not trying to imply that you shouldn't work for it, but I am saying there are other matters that are more important and of greater relevance for your entire future holistically than only the result of your matric. If you are a wonderful individual with great character and conduct, you stand a chance of companionship of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam way beyond what your worldly examination results were. Ana, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَكَافِلُ الْيَتِيمِ كَهَاتَيْنِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ Myself and the one who nurtured an orphan and looked after an orphan will be together in Jannah like these two fingers. What did that have to do with anything? It was your character, your conduct. خِيَارُكُمْ أَحَاسِنُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا The best from amongst you are those who are best in character and conduct. Hence earlier the hadith without contradiction says that the best from amongst you is the one who's most beneficial to the others. I might not be able to give you money if I don't have so much. I might not be able to give you food if I don't have so much. I might not be able to give you things if I don't have that much. But one thing I did, I prayed for you because I had a genuine heart. I loved you even if you hated me. Wallahi, I loved you even if you disliked me. And I prayed for you. And not only that, when I met you with a smile and a genuine smile. That's what a mu'min is all about. I will never stab you in your back. That's a guarantee. I will never backbite about you. That's another guarantee. Are you prepared to do that? If you are, kudos, you can fail your matric. Trust me, you're still a better person than the one who got all A's. Allah grant us ease. Why? Because you're genuine. Ad-deenun nasiha. The Prophet ﷺ speaks about genuineness. He says the entire deen is genuineness. You advise someone, you talk to them, you would like to interact with them. You do a business deal, you are upright. You speak to them, you are honest. You are entrusted, you fulfill the trust. And so on. And learn to respect people. May Allah Almighty grant us respect. May Allah Almighty open our doors. As we travel and we see the world, we notice those who have so much, but they cannot sleep at night. Why? Because something is lacking. We notice those who have nothing material, but they are the most content. They are smiling, they are happy. They snore. Come 8:30, they put their heads on their pillows if they have any. And you know what? 8:30 and 30 seconds, they're already sleeping. MashaAllah, what happened there? This is Allah's plan. You find some who have been given so much by Allah, but they're just not happy. They lack contentment. They say one of the reasons for that is because you lack a genuine feeling for the rest of the creation of Allah. When you have a genuine feeling, it's okay. You are happy no matter what happens. The hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about the VIPs on the Day of Judgment. And Allah Almighty tells us that a caller will call right at the beginning of the hisab, at the beginning of the taking of accounts. أَيْنَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يَحْمَدُونَ اللَّهَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ Where are those who used to say Alhamdulillah upon all conditions, whether they were happy or sad, whether they were good or bad? Where are they who used to say Alhamdulillah, who used to praise Allah all the time? Where are they? And for them, they will be called out and they will be granted from amongst the first entry into Jannatul Firdaus. Because they used to thank Allah. So my beloved children, thank Allah. Thank Allah for what He has given you. Be responsible. You are the leaders of tomorrow. You need to be responsible. There will be differences of opinion amongst you. It should never result in you disrespecting the other, because that is where the ummah is failing. There will be differences of opinion amongst you. There will always be disagreement as well, because we are humankind. No five fingers are the same, but that does not warrant insult. It does not require you to be disrespectful. You disagree, and you may disagree strongly, and you may voice your concern. You have the right to do that, but you do not disrespect. You do not become vulgar. You do not belittle, because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a mu'min is not vulgar. A mu'min does not insult. That's not the quality of a Muslim. May Allah Almighty help us to follow the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In your journey, You will find people on different levels of understanding in your field, whatever you choose. Some may not understand exactly what others are doing or are trying to achieve. Subhanallah, it's okay. Not everyone's level of understanding is the same. That's from Allah. But continue doing what you are inspired to do for as long as it is serving the cause of Allah, it is serving the rest of humanity, and it is in the right direction. Allah will grant you success. This morning I was listening to a little interview, and the brother was talking about a rich man, and he says, you know, his first, or the company, the first billion, I think it was Apple, they were talking about Apple. The first billion took 40 years to make. The second billion took 2 years to make. You see, I'm presuming the third billion must have been made while the guy was talking. But in all honesty, what does it mean? The dedication of building requires years of hard work. Once you built and you set, subhanallah, you begin to achieve. But as you climb up the ladder, be careful. Any wrong movement, the entire ladder goes down. That's the thing. So you need to be calm, you need to be careful, be concerned about those above you and below you. Help them, because if you're going to swear the guy on top of you, he's going to look down in order to swear you back. And what's going to happen? The entire ladder is going to move and it may fall, resulting in not just damage and injury, but total loss for everyone. Then who's going to go up? And that's why, don't worry, the naysayers are many. Ignore them. You learn the art of ignoring. If they did it to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are you and I? We are nobodies, subhanallah. May Allah Almighty grant us success. So go forth, work very hard, study very hard, achieve as much as you can. But remember, your Quran still comes first. Remember, your salah still comes first. Do not study into the night in a way that you sleep just before Fajr and your Fajr is gone, because wallahi alladhi la ilaha illa huwa. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, raka'ata al-fajri khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. The two units of Fajr, the sunnah before the farad, those two units of Fajr are better than the entire world and whatever it contains. So imagine you studying for an exam, and then you sleep just before Fajr and you sleep over the Fajr. And you might have passed the exam, but in actual fact, you failed something else. The beauty with Allah Almighty is that He forgives you when you seek forgiveness. You say, oh Allah, forgive me. The sin is wiped out. I won't do it again. I regret it. I should not have done it. The sin is wiped out. But the results of this world, the world is very unforgiving. People you may interact with, they're not all on the same level of forgiveness. That's only for Al-Ghafoorur Rahim, the most forgiving, the most merciful. People are not that forgiving. You made one mistake when you were 20 years old. Trust me, when you are 60, almost on your deathbed at 80 or whenever, they will still remind you of what you did when you were 20. People are not that forgiving. And unfortunately or fortunately, maybe I shouldn't say fortunately, it's unfortunately, our girls take the brunt of it. You made a mistake when you were 16. Trust me, at the age of 60, it would still be haunting you. That's why be careful. Be very careful. Carry yourself with respect. Learn to greet everyone. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, whom we follow, says, "Tusallim ala kulli man arafta wa man lam ta'rif." You're a Muslim. You greet those you know, those you don't know. They owe, meaning you owe it to them. It is owed. What are you saying? Assalamu alaikum. What does that mean? I promise you, I will not harm you. That's what it means. May peace be upon you. On top of that, I make dua that Allah blesses you in every way with peace. I won't harm you. Because if I'm saying assalamu alaikum and I'm daggering you, what would that mean? I'm a hypocrite in my greeting. But I greet you assalamu alaikum. Beautiful smile, look them in the eye, or look at their face, smile at them, make them feel the warmth. Wallahi, a day will come when Allah will grant you the recompense of having made someone feel good. Idkhalu sururi fi qalbi al-mu'min is a massive ibadah, massive act of worship. To bring about joy and happiness to the heart of a believer is a massive act of worship. Where are we? We actually do the opposite. You bring about such that when someone sees you, they don't even want to look at you. They want to go away. When someone sees you, they feel that, you know what, this person's going to harm me. Let me quickly go. Let me not be here. Is that the case? If that's the case, my brothers, my sisters, my beloved children, the ummah is not just facing challenges, but the challenges to come are going to be far greater. This is not just the beginning. It has been there from a long time, from the time of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the challenges are becoming greater and different and unique. But each time a challenge comes, Allah gives us the ability through His strength and power to face it. We are all concerned about the future of our children. But can I tell you today, we're not really worried about what you're going to get for matric. We're more worried about the type of person you're going to come out to be. That's what we're worried about. We're more worried about the type of Muslim you are going to be. Are you going to carry the flag and try and get it to those who never come to the masjid, who are in the majority, by the way? Those who don't even bother about the deen, who are growing in number, by the way. Those who are far away, who are increasing. Are you going to be bothered to reach out to them, like I said at the beginning, in whatever way it may be? May Allah Almighty truly use us to reach the furthest person with the message of Allah. May Allah Almighty use us to reach the most unsuspecting person with the deen of Allah. In order for that to happen, we need to be concerned about the deen ourselves. And that's why I'm so happy and excited. I see one of the youngsters dressed with a similar color of a bisht, meaning this cloak, over cloak of mine. I looked at him, I nodded at him, and I did this to him, and I said, it's a good one, mashallah. And all the others, mashallah, the faces are beaming, there is radiance, there is happiness and joy. We heard a beautiful rendition of the Quran. Really lovely recital. It was a bit too short. I think later on you should come back and complete that surah, inshallah. But at the same time, all of that is what brings us joy, more joy than the results. When I see your face, I cannot see what you got for matric, but I can see the type of person you are. When you greet me, I don't know what on earth happened to you during your school years, but I do know you've turned out to be a lovely person. That's what we want. Are you good in character? Do you reach out to others? Do you love others? Do you have the characteristics that Islam wants you to have? Or are you working at least towards it? Are you trying with your salah? Are you trying with your acts of worship? It is a struggle. You may be failing a little bit here and there. For as long as your movement is generally forward, you are a person heading in the right direction by the will of Allah. And I end with a word of encouragement for everyone else. My beloved elders, my brothers, my sisters, let's encourage the youth. Let's be role models to them. Let's not let them down just because we have involved ourselves with something that is unbecoming of a believer. May Allah Almighty strengthen all of us. I wish you all the best. In fact, I make dua for you that you get the best of results. Just say Ameen. And together with that, may Allah Almighty make you proud children of your parents. And more important than that, may Allah make you valuable members of the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad.